Hey everyone, we're diving into the world of online dating today, specifically your experiences that you shared with us.
Intriguing. Yeah, there's a lot to unpack when it comes to online dating and how people try to find, real connection online these days.
We're going deep on three encounters you've had, really taking a close look at those red flags that can be so tricky to navigate. You shared about these three women you met, one through dating apps and two from, get this, a fitness center.
It's fascinating how these digital platforms can be so exciting and a little bit daunting all at the same time. I mean, they open up completely new ways for meeting people, but they also have, their own challenges, especially when we're talking about authenticity and trust.
Absolutely. So let's just jump right into your first story. This one, I gotta say, sounds like it's straight out of a spy movie. You mentioned dating someone for 6 months and never actually knowing her last name. Not only that, but it turned out her name was different entirely. What made you even question it in the first place?
You know, it's like our intuition often picks up on those little things, those subtle cues. It's definitely unusual, wouldn't you say, to not know something as basic as a last name after going out with someone for months. It just makes you wonder, what's the reason behind that?
It really does. Like, did she at least try to explain herself when you figured it out?
She did, yeah, eventually. Turns out, or at least according to her, she was keeping her identity under wraps because of some people from her church claimed they were causing trouble. But the really interesting thing is that she initially said her last name was French. And when you looked into it, well, it turned out to be German.
Wow. So not quite a secret agent, but still pretty shady. It makes you think twice about how easy it is for people to create these online personas that don't match up with who they really are. I mean, imagine going on date after date and never actually knowing the person's real name.
It's a perfect example, really, of how technology can be used to blur those lines between reality and, let's just say, fabrication. It really highlights a question that comes up a lot these days. What responsibility do dating apps actually have when it comes to making sure their users are really who they say they are?
That's a big one, and we'll definitely circle back to that a bit later. But for now, I have to ask, did you have any gut feelings early on in that relationship? Anything that seemed a bit off besides the whole name situation?
Looking back, I mean, did anything else maybe about how she acted raise any red flags for you?
You know, it's funny you should ask that because now that we're talking about it, I do remember her always dodging the subject whenever I tried to introduce her to like my friends or family. She always had some excuse ready to go. But at the time, I guess I just brushed it off. I mean, who doesn't love a little mystery, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you live and you learn.
It's a pretty normal reaction, really, when you're kind of smitten with someone. We tend to overlook those little red flags, especially in the beginning, but it just goes to show how important it is to pay attention to those gut feelings,
Okay, so let's move on to that second encounter you told us about the woman from the fitness center. This one seems like a different kind of deception, wouldn't you say? You mentioned that she said she was Protestant, but, well, maybe wasn't quite as devout as she initially made it seem. Did that cause any tension between you two?
Yeah, that's a really good point. This situation brings up those tricky parts of representing your faith and beliefs, especially online. It's one thing to feel like you're connecting with someone because you think you have shared values, but when you find out those values were kind of, misrepresented, well, that's a whole other story. And to be honest, it's not that uncommon to find these discrepancies between the persona someone has online versus how they actually live their life.
Seems like that happens a lot in the online dating world. What advice would you give to someone who finds themselves in that situation? Should they speak up, or is it best to just cut your losses and move on?
Well, honesty and open communication, they're crucial in any relationship, really. It all comes down to addressing those disconnects head on and then deciding together if you can work through those differences or not.
That makes a lot of sense. It seems like so much of this comes down to communication or a lack of it.
Yeah.
All right. So are you ready for the grand finale? This last story is just wild. Tell me about the woman who claimed to be working for the USAF in Iran.
Oh, yeah. This one really shows how far some people will go to create a captivating story, let's say.
And she really went all out. Secret missions, working with NATO. She even threw in some stuff about the UN for good measure. Were there any specific details that, when you first heard them, made you think, something's not quite right here?
Honestly, right off the bat, the fact that she claimed to be involved in secret missions for the USAF in Iran, but then openly said she was connected to NATO operations, I mean, that right there raises some serious red flags. Geopolitically speaking, that scenario is just extremely unlikely.
I'm right there with you on that one that just screams red flag.
Yeah.
What else made you suspicious?
Well, besides the fact that her story just didn't quite add up logistically, I was also concerned that she was so insistent about communicating through insecure channels, specifically phone calls. I mean, think about it. If she was truly involved in top secret operations, you'd think she'd be much more careful about digital security. Burner phones, encrypted messaging apps, that's what you'd expect, not casual chats over the phone.
And this is where your inner digital detective really shines through. You didn't just take her word for it. You rolled up your sleeves and started doing some digging. And I love that you used Bing Copilot to fact-check her story. So what did you find?
It was actually pretty straightforward. A quick Bing Copilot search was all it took to completely debunk what she was saying about US and NATO troops in Iran. And of course, she had an excuse ready to go, claiming that it was all classified information.
Ah, yes, the oldest trick in the book. It's a secret.
Exactly. It plays on people's curiosity and makes it really hard to argue with without having access to classified information yourself. But this is where those critical thinking skills come in handy. Why would someone who is supposedly involved in covert operations be so open about it, especially on a dating app? It just doesn't make any sense.
Such a good point. It's like she completely missed the memo on how espionage actually works. No burner phones, no disappearing ink, just casual conversations about top secret missions. But you didn't stop there, did you? You kept digging, and you actually managed to find her real identity. Tell me everything.
Well, I wouldn't say everything, but after not having much luck with Bing and Google, I decided to try Yandex, the Russian search engine, just to see if I could get a different perspective.
Yandex, the underdog of the internet search world. Who knew?
It's amazing what you can find when you start thinking outside the box, isn't it? And there she was, same picture, different name, and a completely different backstory. Turns out she wasn't a secret agent at all. She was, wait for it, a librarian.
A librarian. You really can't make this stuff up. Okay, so now you have her real identity. What did you do with it? Did you confront her?
I thought about it, but in the end, I decided it would be best to just report the profile to Catholic Match. I figured they would be in a much better position to handle it. Plus, I have to admit, I didn't really want to put myself in a potentially risky situation by, confronting someone who was clearly okay with being dishonest.
You absolutely did the right thing. So many people would hesitate to report those kinds of profiles, but you might have saved someone else from falling for her, well, her elaborate stories.
It's really about creating a safer online environment, one step at a time. And honestly, if something feels off, just trust your gut and report it. You'd be surprised how many people have experienced something similar. You are definitely not alone in this.
That's such an important message. We often think we're the only ones. But these situations happen way more often than we realize.
Yeah, it almost makes you feel like you have some power, right? Knowing that if something seems off, you can do something about it, maybe even protect other people from going through the same thing.
Exactly. It really is a group effort, and reporting anything suspicious is a huge part of that. You are like a digital Sherlock Holmes, I swear. Speaking of clues and, detective work, let's talk about those red flags for a minute. I bet our listeners are thinking, okay, but how do I spot these situations before they get out of control? What are some things we should all be looking out for?
Well, for starters, be wary of inconsistencies in their stories. Like, do their timelines actually make sense? Are they being vague about their job or their past? Another red flag is when they're in a huge rush to move the conversation off the dating app, especially if you haven't even had a chance to meet up in person yet.
Oh, that's a good point. Like when they're already asking for your phone number or your social media before you even had a chance to, like, grab a coffee together.
Exactly. It's all about being cautious and not letting yourself be pressured into anything. And if someone's pushing you for personal information or asking for money, that's a major, major red flag. And it's definitely time to cut off contact.
It's always better to be safe than sorry, right? Now, before we wrap things up, I want to go back to something you mentioned before, the responsibility of the dating apps themselves. What can these platforms be doing to make sure their apps are a safe and trustworthy place for people looking to connect? I mean, it seems like they'd want to make sure everyone is who they say they are. It's good for business, right?
Absolutely. I think in the future, we're going to see a lot more dating apps incorporating those advanced verification methods, things like facial recognition or even background checks, maybe as an option for users who want that extra layer of security.
That would be incredible. I know I'd feel much more comfortable knowing that the person I'm talking to has gone through that extra step. It's kind of like that old saying, right? Trust but verify.
Exactly. And it wouldn't have to be mandatory or anything. Just having it as an option might be enough to deter those who aren't being truthful about who they are. It's about finding that balance between safety and accessibility.
I like that, finding that balance. Because at the end of the day, these platforms should be about making genuine connections.
Exactly. And while technology can definitely play a big part in security, there's also the social aspect to consider. I think it's important to foster a culture of authenticity where people feel encouraged to be themselves, you know, rather than presenting some overly polished version of themselves online.
That is so important. Maybe dating apps could highlight profiles that have been verified, or even create badges for users who consistently demonstrate respectful behavior.
I love that idea. It's about shifting the focus away from the superficial stuff and toward making real connections and rewarding people who are genuine.
Well said. And you know, it's not just on the dating apps themselves, is it? We, the users, we have a role to play in making online dating safer too.
Absolutely. We can start by being more aware of what we're sharing about ourselves online and being really careful about who we decide to trust. And of course, it's crucial to report any suspicious behavior we come across. We're all in this together.
Beautifully said. This deep dive has been so eye-opening. It's really amazing how much we can learn from sharing our experiences. As we wrap up, do you have any final words of wisdom for our listeners out there navigating the wild world of online dating?
Trust your gut, be cautious, and never be afraid to ask questions.
I love it. Trust your gut, be cautious, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Words to live by. A huge thank you to you and to our amazing listener for sharing these incredibly valuable insights. Until next time, everyone, stay curious and stay safe.